My name is Deacon John Joseph. I'm studying not to be a parish priest, but I'm studying to be a religious priest. And the reason why I begin with my name is because when we enter religious life, we change our names. That's my community. Some of the sisters in here might be able to say the same. And so my birth name was not John Joseph. And so naturally my mom was not too elated when that I was going to change my name. And she kept asking me, you know, why do you have to change your name again? You know, she kept saying that. And so I told her, I said, you know, you named me how you saw me. I said, but God names me how he sees me. And she kind of rolled her eyes and she said, you know, you're going to be John Joseph. That's what she said. I didn't think I was going to be John Joseph. So how she ended up guessing it, I don't know. So she was very excited when she found out that she can see me how God sees me. And this story is kind of contrasted to another woman whom I met before I changed my name, before I received my new name. And she struggled to get the correct name. And she always called me John Paul instead of John Joseph. And once she told me, she said, I know your brother John Paul, but you'll always be Dylan to me. And my name was never Dylan. So I'm not sure where she got that from. But knowing someone by name is important. You know something of that person when you know their name. And that's why God's revelation of his name to Moses was so important. It became, and that name was Yahweh, that was the name that God revealed himself to Moses. And it became so sacred that about the time of Jesus, the Jews wouldn't even pronounce it. Instead, they would just say, Lord. So when Jesus says in today's gospel, everyone who says, Lord, Lord, he is talking about everyone who recognizes him, that he is Yahweh, that he is the one true God. But Jesus says that not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. All of us in here, I'm assuming, would call Jesus God. We believe that Jesus is God incarnate. But Jesus is saying that that's not enough. And why would he say that? Well, I'll give you another example using my mom. My mom used to always fuss at me for always saying sorry. And you'd be like, well, why? You know, saying sorry is a good thing. But she said, well, you can't just do what you want and then say sorry. She said, you have to change your behavior. I have to see some kind of effort to change. And so this is ultimately what Jesus is saying to us. It's not enough to believe in him and even call upon him by name in times of distress. We must act on his word. This is what he says. He listens to those words and acts on them. We have to change our bad behaviors in accord with his teaching and act accord with his teaching. Believing in Jesus' words are certainly the first step, but that's not enough. And so we hear God will let in a nation that keeps faith. Not one that only believes, but keeps the faith. In other words, a people that behaves in accordance with their faith. God will afflict and humble those in high places. So we pray often. We come to Mass frequently or even daily, and we may even call upon the Lord. We may say, Lord, Lord, in prayer. But if this is just building up ourselves, then we're building our house on sand. And the Lord will bring us down and will make us humble. We'll make that house tumble to the ground. And so, please don't get me wrong. We absolutely need prayer. We need to come to Mass as often as we can. We need to call out, Lord, Lord. However, we need to put this Mass, these prayers, into action too. We need to be patient with those who frustrate us, who annoy us. We need to bear our sufferings with a smile. We need to thank others, forgive others, serve others. This is what Advent is about. This is keeping Christ in Christmas by being real Christians. To pray, to believe, these are difficult tasks, as they are in and of themselves. But they're still not the fullness of what Jesus is calling us to do. We have to build our houses on the firm foundation, or as our first reading says, God is our eternal rock. That is the firm foundation, this eternal rock of faith. But then we have to live in that house, and we have to act according to that faith, act according to Christ with the good deeds that only true Christians can perform. It's because of the Eucharist, it's because of our prayers, it's because of our faith that we have the strength to do things that average human beings don't have the strength to do. To serve, forgive, thank, love, and ultimately to die out of love, as Christ taught us. But we can do these because we know the Lord by name and we call out to him in prayer.